Good evening, everybody. We'll declare the ordinary meeting of council open at 6 p.m. And on behalf of council, I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is being held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect the local people's continuing culture and contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I, Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be made available on the Shire's website. Being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. Lovely. Record of attendance is there for noting, and we'll note Councillor Harbin has a leave of absence. Use of the common seal, there is none, and delegated authority. Actions performed under delegated authority are there for your noting. There are no responses to previous public questions and no public question time at all. Are there any applications for leave of absence for forthcoming meetings?
What day is the February?
Thursday, the 9th of February.
I won't be at the annual electors meeting, which is the 13th of September. So, yeah, can I request a leave of absence for the annual electors meeting? Or
no, that's the 10th.
You don't have to.
Lovely. Petitions, deputations, and presentations, there are nil. And confirmation of previous minutes. May I have a mover, Councillor DeLonga, and seconded by Councillor
Coffin.
Lovely. All those in favour? Carry. 6-0. Local Emergency Management Committee meeting. Where have we got here? Minutes. Confirmation. May I have a mover, please? Councillor McKay has been seconded. Councillor Donna. All those in favour? Carry. Thank you. Announcements by the presiding member. Discussion, there are nil. Disclosures of interest, we have two. One, do you need to announce those? One for Councillor DeLonga, relating to item 14122505 for the Community Chest funding application, and one for our CEO, Gary Sherry, in relation to 15122504, the CEO performance review. Technical and Development Services Report, 12-12-25-01, request for three dogs. We have an officer's recommendation. Do I have a mover? Councillor DeLonga, and seconded, Councillor McKay. Any questions in relation to the application?
Those photos, do they refer to the actual property?
That's my understanding, yes.
And like, so that fencing is considered adequate?
The range is considered adequate, yes.
Even though it says the fence must be a solid type of material, so no body parts of a child under the age of 7 can go through, over or under the fence material?
Where did we set that?
Section E of his report.
Ranger has indicated on there that the fence has passed, and the owner has also indicated that the dogs are normally kept inside, and when they go out into the yard, they're supervised. So that is in section F of that under the house yard details.
I don't think I don't understand how it can be passed when
it's contradictory, isn't it? It's
specified that a kid can't put the hand in.
I think you'll find that the front gate
front gate.
These might be the side fences.
Well, front gate has got a picture of it here, but it's just a mesh gate as well. Those fences don't look adequate to hold a little terrier in.
A lot more fences that probably need to be reviewed.
I'm just kind of curious where it specifically describes that a child shouldn't be able to put their hand in. I can't see that being solid fencing.
Sorry, carry on. So that fencing requirement is specific to all properties containing dogs? Or
multiples? No. I would have thought that my understanding and my expectation is that, yeah, there's no requirements for fencing, certainly to have two dogs. And we don't inspect that either as well.
Mm-hmm. So this fencing requirement that Councillor Crouch has raised, section E, is specific to three or more.
That's just a ranger's inspection of the fencing. And he's signed off on it, even though it specifically says the opposite.
Solid part is open to interpretation as far as the structure of it, like you can't kick it over as opposed to the solid as far as...
Also states a recommended height of 6 foot.
So I reckon that's an aspect of that form. I don't think that has any legal standing.
No, because most fences in
the building are 6 foot. I've caught up with it. Because I'm not aware of any, other than for dangerous dogs, and that's an entirely different matter. There's... You're required to keep your dog on your property, and how you do that is up to you. You can tie your dog up, or you can have a fence that keeps them in, or you can...
Ridgebacks, not considered a...
Right, so a dangerous dog, you can have a chihuahua that's a dangerous dog. No, but that comes after some action by the dog. So if the dog bites someone, then it's considered essentially dangerous. So... there's also some other breeds, but there is some requirements for other breeds, but by and large, they are quite limited to like American pit bulls, for example, and other things. I'm going to need to have a review with the ranger about that form, because my understanding is that there isn't any requirement for normal dogs, and that,
it's more to the point
yep.
that it's specifically specified in the heading of
that form, yes.
Part of the form,
yes.
And yet he's passed it.
Which is passed.
Which
that
doesn't
contain.
Contradictory.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 And he's certainly the form does set out all the things that I'm wanting him to review and inspect, and if he thinks the fencing is adequate, he needs to say so. And he's talked about the gates, the fencing. Yeah. I'm not aware of any requirement, and I've never enforced any requirement around that
It does look like it's double fenced, though. So it's not just wire, it's got chicken wire over ring lock wire.
It also states the height of 6 foot or
1800.
Yeah,
that's
which
one.
Yeah.
No fences in between 6 foot. Well,
that's
the old mean. Ones that have fences, colour one fencing, but.
It's just a. I think. The question needs to be amended in regards to this.
Absolutely, the form needs
to be notarised that,
yeah.
Yes, even though it's not adequate as per the detail, he's approved it.
The other
that way, Buck's not with him.
I'm happy to, if council wants to just, I'm happy to for have this lay on the table if you so choose and review this form in particular.
I'm happy to move it still and review the form.
Yeah.
I would agree with your question.
A note of the form.
So I'm happy if council was to move. Well, I'm happy. If council chose to move a procedural motion to lay this matter on the table, the motion that we currently have moved by Councillor DeLonga and seconded by Councillor McKay will just sit as a motion until it comes back and you'll pick it. The term is raise it from the table, lift it from the table.
Yep.
So you'll need a mover and a seconder if that's what you choose to do.
What are your thoughts?
But then these people are waiting.
Then these guys are
waiting. We quite often, while people go through this process, so these people have, we have lots of people who come to us to register their dog and to go through this process are the people who are trying to do the right thing. So we work with them to allow council's review. I can't recall whether I've granted these people an exemption. I expect I have through to today. Now, I'm happy to extend that through to February because at the moment we don't have any significant issues with the dogs either, otherwise we wouldn't be recommending this. And then council can review that issue again in February.
Can we just pass the motion as it is, the application as it is, with the notation that the ranger updates?
Not the ranger updates, but the Shire updates.
Is report.
Do you want him to update the report or do you want changes made to the form?
Make the notation to say that he is bypassing.
I'm going to go back to the ranger. In any case, I'm going to go back to the ranger and say, what's this on the form? I don't believe that's a requirement of the dog act. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, in other words, take it off the form.
Yeah. So in that instance, you won't see that ever again because we won't. We will update the form for future applications. So I'm happy with council choosing any course of action. You have a motion before you now. So you can either decide that or you can lay the issue on the table and it can come back in at the next council meeting.
What are your thoughts?
I'm happy to continue with the
council. So we'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Corporate services report. No community services report. Corporate services report. List of payments for November 25. We do have a officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Copping and seconded. Councillor Crouch. Any questions in relation to those payments? In any of the attachments listed there? No? All good? All happy? All those in favour? Carried, 6-0.
Just like to add to that one, Gary, that reply to Peter in regards to those questions was very adequate and beautifully done.
No, that's fine. Can I just add to that as well, that when councillors, particularly the checklist, when you ask that question at the council meeting, it's really hard to give a full, complete response. If you've got any queries, all the payments are there, so if you've got any queries, slip us a note saying, what's this mean? Yeah. And even if that, we'll come to the meeting and explain like we did with the email last night.
But as I say, it's a very good response.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Thank you.
14.12.25.02, statement of financial activity for the period ended 30th of November. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor DeLonga and seconded. Councillor True. All those in favour? Carried.
Did you want to say something the other day?
Sorry, Dave, I wasn't looking
at what it was. I'll just give a little quick rundown on a couple of things that are in there. So We have a budget surplus year to date of 625,000 compared to our actual surplus of 2.8. The major variance in that is primarily due to the investing activities, so it's including capital expenditure, which is less than the budget, and then also recognition of our capital revenue, our grant revenue as well, so that's reflected in both of those areas. Our operating revenue exceeds budget by 328,000, and the main variance on that it relates again to our financial assistance grants, our ESL, and also our CRC. So that's just really budget profiling on payments we've received prior to the budget timing. Our operating expenditure was under budget by 107,000. And the main variance there was to do with our employee costs, and that's due to the vacant position and then also overtime, which we budget for, so that not a lot of that has been used this year, but that will increase as our capital works program continues. Page 38, which is the statement of financial activity, our other expenditure year-to-date versus actual variance. The expenditure is increased by 21,000, and that's due to the rates write-off that come to council. I think it was in August for Noongar Butcher. Page 45 shows that we've collected 78.1% of our rates as of the end of November, and compared to 79.2% for 24-25. Page 51, our capital acquisitions, which is note 8. So we've yet to begin them substantially. We're at 18.6%, but they're currently, a lot of them are in progress, and particularly now our roads, this time of year is when they really ramp up. And then on note page 53, which is our note 9, which is our borrowings, just our unspent loan of $61,500 for the sewer network relining. So there's still a little bit more work that needs to happen on there. But if anyone's got any questions, I'm happy to answer them on the
financial. Any questions for Deb? All good. 14.12.25.03, fraud corruption control policy. And corruption control plan. We have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Councillor McCabe, seconded. Councillor Delano. Any questions in relation to that? Either of the attachments? We've all read them. Lovely. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Annual financial report and audit report for 24-25. We do have a officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover? Councillor Cooking and seconded. Councillor Drew. Any questions in relation to?
Can I make a... I'd like to commend the CEO, Mr. Sherry, and all the staff for the standard of the report.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much.
You would like that moved as a motion? Would you move that?
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah,
you know.
Do we?
Second Councillor McCabe.
Councillor Copping, would it concern you if you took the word CEO out of the recommendation and just made it staff?
You would prefer that, would you?
I would probably prefer that and think it's probably more accurate.
Mm-hmm. We'll put that to vote. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Community chest funding application.
Sorry, officer's recommendation. All directly under the. Slipped an extra one in there. So now that we've adopted the annual report, we just need to formally
hold
the annual electors meeting. And councils will know that we're going to hold it at 5:30 at the WB Eva Pavilion.
Yeah, beautiful.
On that day, we'll see. We're just trying to do a few different things.
Yeah.
Just previously, we have had it a little bit later to allow people to get home from work and attend that meeting. Is there a possibility we can look at possibly 6:30 just to allow people to attend that? 5:30 could be seen as that's just when people knock off from work and they might not be able to get there in time if they would like to attend.
When we hold it later, we don't seem to get any either.
Yeah.
So
this is a bit like, at least it gives people a chance if they are in town.
I guess, just trying something different to see what that looks like, and then also we might have a discussion point on the agenda as well, so that will probably take a little bit of time. So encourage. But if council wish to change it, it certainly can be.
I'm in your hands.
Mm. We need to move the motion.
We do. I'd suggest that whoever moves it just puts in the time that they want.
Preferred time. Move. Councillor Delaney. Were you happy with that time?
I'm happy to move it, but I just suggest if we make it 6 as a compromise, just to allow people time to attend, if they'd like to attend.
I'll second that motion for 6 p.m.
With 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Perfect. All those in favour? Carried 6-0.
Just as an example of meeting procedure, if you did say that's a good example in that Councillor Delaney has moved the officer's recommendation with the adjustment that she desired. If other councillors wanted to say no, I want 5:30 or even 7 o'clock, you can move an amendment if you so chose, you know, if you wanted to. And that's when we'll debate that. If you did, that's it.
Thanks, Gary. 14/12/25/05, community chest funding. Councillor Delong has declared an interest and should be leaving the room at 6:23 p.m. Alrighty. For this, we do have an officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Kay, seconded. I'll second that. Any questions in relation to
there's no more funds for the rest of the other 6 months of the year?
That's it, that will be fully expended.
There's nothing more needing than.
There will be an opportunity for us, given the success of the program this year and remembering that we have used $10,000 this year for the Old Time Motor Show, it's actually an unusual year in terms of the amount of money. When we come back to do the budget review in February, there may well be an opportunity to allocate some more funds to this program, given its success, to get us through the rest of the year.
And we've also had the Brookton Performing Arts this year as well for their Peter Pan pantomime. So that was another large support as well. So that was $6,000 as well. So
it's good that the community are accessing it, because in the past they haven't, and the money's just rolled over.
Last year it was under touch.
Yeah, and I think just additional promotion of it. So when we're providing, you know, the pictures of the check and then providing some word around what the community groups and organisations are doing with, I think certainly has encouraged people to apply.
Has the part of the requirement is that they're going to match 2/3 of that value towards the playground?
So, no, so there's a number of different areas of grant funding, and there's different requirements for each.
Yeah.
The one that they've applied for, so it tells you that, yeah, they have to have 2/3. So the project is actually quite a substantial project, and they're certainly meeting that requirement for their matching. Yeah. They are have actually sourced other grant funding as well, and that's in the application. Yeah.
So they've demonstrated their ability to match that?
They must certainly have, yes.
Okay.
And it's close to the motion saying that they haven't had as far as organisations and expenditure of community chest funds goes. It's not something I've attended myself, but I understand that it's well used by the community. Yeah. And is not underutilised, so I think it's a good place to spend the funds.
Thanks. Anyone like to speak against the motion? No? Put it to the vote, all those in favour? Kerry, any in favour or? Yep, lovely. Kerry, 5 mil. Very good. 15/12/2501, commence review of local laws. We do have an officer's recommendation. Can I please have a mover for those? Councillor Copping and seconded Councillor Delano. Questions? Anyone have questions in relation to?
As I think I've explained at other times, this is just the process we need to go through.
Yep.
So these local laws are the ones at the moment that we need to review that are working pretty well. So we'll just go through the process of reviewing them, and there'll be those things where we need to advertise and, yeah.
Wonderful.
And the community will be able to get involved from here on in.
Excellent.
And then we will also have some new local laws, but that'll be a separate process. So you might notice in the officer's recommendation, we don't include the fire brigade local law because we'll do that separately. Yeah, that'll be a separate process.
Thanks, Gary. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 15/12/2502, workforce. We have our officer's recommendation. Could I please have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Galunga, seconded. Councillor McCabe, thank you. Any questions in relation to the workforce plan?
Gary.
As attachments. Gary, would you like to speak to?
I'm happy to answer questions. I'm not. I'm not exactly sure. There's a fair bit there, and this is the background of it. So there's some changes in the plan, certainly around our organisational structure, where I've added in, or would like to consider in the future, the Parks and Gardens, an additional Parks and Gardens person and a records officer. Council's going to need to have some do some thinking about employee housing going forwards and how we might handle that, and may want to incentivise people having their own housing. Certainly us providing the housing is an expensive option. But yeah, those sort of things going forward is something we're going to need to address.
That's great. Any further questions? No? All those in favour? Carried. 15/12/2503, Central Country Zone of Wagga. Just revising the delegates there.
Just revising the delegates.
Councillor McCabe, who was a visitor to the Wagga Central Country Zone, managed to get himself elected, appointed as the zone's delegate on the District Emergency Management Committee. So I'm suggesting that we may choose to at least have him as a proxy delegate.
That's a good idea. absolutely. Lovely. Can I please have a mover for that motion? Move Councillor De Lange, seconded Councillor Crouch. And anyone would like to speak against?
No.
What are you looking at?
I created it.
All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Thank you. Lovely. CEO performance review 15/12/2504. Gary Sherry has declared an interest and will leave the room at 6:31 pm. Excellent. We do have an officer's recommendation there. Have we all had a read and given some thought to the motion then? Can I have a mover, please, for the motion? Councillor McCabe, seconded Councillor De Lange. Any questions in relation to...
I'm just wondering whether the new councillors should be exempt from doing the review because they're new, that they can't...
They're not allowed to.
And then there will be training involved, for the process.
Out of curiosity,
we weren't exempt. You still have to be involved in the process, and you can just decline to answer some sub questions within. Like you just explain.
I think you say to the best of your knowledge, you believe that he has achieved X, Y, Z. That was my understanding. That councillors have the ability to still have to participate, but they can only. Answer certain questions, and there'll be like a multiple choice. To the best of my knowledge, I believe this has KPIs been met, etc.
I'm trying to recall what happened when Councillor Coppin and myself, with the very first CEO performance review, I don't believe participated. No, well, did we? Or there was an answer not able to respond or something to that effect.
That was.
Pretty much a lot because
we couldn't fairly judge. Yeah, I thought so.
And I guess we can discuss it.
No problem at all. Okay, so anyone like to speak against the motion? And no? Go to the vote, and all those in favour? Carried. Okay. Gary will return to the room at 6:33. Lovely. The elected members' motions, there are nil and new business of an urgent nature. Nil at this time. Confidential reports we do have. And we have a motion that the council close the meeting to the public at 6:34 pm in accordance with section 5.232B of the Local Government Act 1995, as item 18/12/25.01 relates to the persons nominated for the Shire of Brookton Australia Day Awards 2026. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor De Lange and seconded Councillor Coppin. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0.
To open the meeting.
We'll open the meeting again. And done. Thank you, Sandy. Seconded Councillor McCabe. with no further business. Further meeting closed at 6:46 p.m.